Set your spirit on fire and let Dr. LaWanna Steins guide you to a life of purpose and fulfillment. To reach Dr. LaWanna Steins, call 760-315-1967. That's 760-315-1967. Or visit atouchfromabove.org. And now, here's your A Touch From Above host, Dr. LaWanna Steins.
God bless you. Thank you so much for joining me. God bless you. God bless you. I'm so excited. Make sure you let your friends know we're here Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And it's so awesome to share with you God's Word. You know, I also write a weekly column that goes out in the East County Gazette. And that goes out, I don't know, to probably about 500,000 people. And every week I write that column, and that newspaper goes out through all different places in San Diego. So I'm so excited. If you're joining us from the East County Gazette, I want to thank you so much. Make sure that you log on to my website, atouchfromabove.org, and let me know that you've been listening. Awesome. Awesome, awesome. I want to share with you, I wrote a book called Mission America. And why? Okay, let me just back up a little bit. Years ago, God called me to go into Korea. So, 안녕하세요, 감사합니다. I went into Korea to preach the gospel, and I was there about a year, and then I traveled back and forth for about 13 years. And so while I was preaching in Korea, God really stirred my heart. And as I, you know, went from, you know, Seoul, Korea, Incheon, Busan, and all the different areas out in the country, all the different places to go preach. I mean, literally, I would go to 3 to 4 churches almost every single day to preach. And I would go to businesses, and they'd have me minister to their business workers. I mean, we're talking like Banana Republic. They would close down the entire company, and I'd get the wonderful privilege. These were owners that were Christians, and they'd have me go in there, and I would preach to their whole company about God and obedience and faith and what God had planned for those that love Him and obey Him. So anyway, while I was on my mission in Korea, God spoke to me, and He said, go back to America. It's like, oh, wait a minute, Lord, I'm having such a good time. He goes, no. I didn't call you here to keep you here. I brought you here to show you. Go back. Go back to your homeland. Because I had such a burden for America. And in prayer in Korea, my heart was just so burdened. So I came back to the United States and, you know, of course, did the normal thing. You know, you preach and you share and traveled a little bit as an evangelist and pioneered one of my first churches and pioneered another church. And then one day I just said, you know what? I got to preach the gospel more so. And so I had my Jesus truck, and then I went and bought this trailer. And we put this great big thing, Jesus Christ, Our Hope, on this big trailer. We packed 250 chairs. We put a tent. We had 250,000 gospel tracts. There was 4 of us women. Was there 4 of us? Yeah, there was 4 of us, right? 4 of us women. And of course, they couldn't leave their little dogs at home. So then we had 4 little puppies as well. And so I just said, I'm going on Mission America. I'm going to preach all over the United States. So I started keeping a journal. And I felt like the Lord said, touch all the places, touch America. So here we are loading this truck and this trailer, and we're going, and we have no idea. We're just going to go. I'm going to go to every state capital, and I'm going to preach on the state capital, and I'm just going to let people know we're there ahead of time. Of course, you couldn't miss it with our big trailer and our Jesus truck. So here we are. We're taking off, and we're going, and we're preaching everywhere we can. And I'm telling you, it was amazing. And the funny thing is, I said, okay, God, if you really want me to do this, Lord, you got to bring me $1,000. And the reason I said that is because when I came back to the United States, I had been traveling, so I really didn't have that much money. God kept putting it in my heart. I said, okay, God, if you really want me to do this, you got to really speak to my heart. And Lord, I just want to put a fleece before you like Gideon. So if you want me to do this, Lord, please then show me and you'll bring me $1,000. So we'll take off just with $1,000 and then you're going to take care of us. Well, lo and behold, guess what? The following day, I was having a church. I was having a service. I was getting through the major use permit and everything. So I'm having a little teeny small service. And out of nowhere, this pastor from Vietnam comes up to the prayer mountain. And he tells me, he goes, "Excuse me, Pastor." I said, "Hi, how are you?" He goes, "I'm Pastor from Vietnam church." I said, "Wow, that's awesome." I said, "Oh, that's so good." He goes, "Holy Spirit, speak to me. Told me bring you $1,000. And he had $1,000 in his envelope. And I said, I just looked at him. I said, "What?" He said, "Yesterday, God spoke to me, bring you $1,000. I said, "Oh, I said, thank you so much. But you know what that means? That means God wants me to go on Mission America. I got to go across the entire United States of America. I have the truck. I got the trailer. I got everything ready." We were just waiting for that final sign for God to say yes. He goes, "God told me, you pray. I give you $1,000. You pray. You know, God, he bless you. Go preach gospel." I said, "Thank you so much." So I just prayed and thanked him and we took off. And I tell you, it's just amazing. We traveled all around to preach the gospel. And so you have to remember, we left with $1,000. Do the math. We traveled 10,000 miles. How do you travel 10,000 miles, stopping at every state capital from San Diego County all the way to the East Coast, all the way to Atlanta, North Carolina, South Carolina, and we're stopping along the way, and we're going by faith. I mean, we're going by faith. When I say we're going by faith, I'm telling you, we're going by faith. We took a couple of little tents with us just in case, because if we ran out of money, we could at least go to the KOA campground and stay in a little tent. Well, I'm talking mission. I am a missionary to America. I'm American, yes, I am American, but I have a burden for America. So here we are, and then all of a sudden, we're almost running out of gas. So I said, "Well, let's just pull over, and we're just going to pray." So we pulled over in like a gas station shopping center area, and I said, "Father, I thank you so much. You're a good God. You gave us the $1,000 to start off. Lord, we've been on the road now. We've traveled several hundred miles. We preached in several places. And Lord, we're just about out of money. So we need to fill up the tank." And lo and behold, all of a sudden, this black, I think it was a BMW or a Beamer, I can't remember, pulls up beside me. And this wonderful, distinguished black gentleman jumps out of the car and he goes, "What is Mission America?" Because our trailer said, "Mission America, Jesus is our hope." And he goes, "What is Mission America?" And I jumped out of my truck. I was in the driver's seat praying. And the girls were there, of course. And I looked at them and I said, "Well, you know, God called us. We've been passing out tracts. We're preaching everywhere we go. And God told me to touch all of America." And he goes, "My goodness, I want to be a part of this." And so he reaches back in his wallet and he pulls out a couple $100s and he gives me a couple hundred. I said, "Sir, we're just about running out of gas. So thank you very much. You just filled up our tank and you took care of our next stop at the KOA campground because we're on our way." I think we were heading toward South Carolina. We were all the way over there. And he goes, "Well, praise God. What a blessing it is." So anyway, in my book, Mission America, I have every single person that gave. One of the times we were in, I think it was Prescott, Arizona. And the winter was coming, and it was freezing temperatures. There was no hotels available. So we were at this little drug-infested homeless campground, and we are surrounded. I go, "Wow, what a great opportunity. Okay, Lord, here you go." So we go there, and they have a spot. Now it's freezing. We're in our little teeny tents. We're frozen like icicles. Temperature's probably like 25, 27 degrees. It wasn't snowing yet. But it was cold. So all of a sudden, I told our keyboard player, we took our keyboard player with us, and her name is Rhonda. I said, "Set up right in the middle of this campground here, and we're going to share the gospel right here." And the team goes, "Right here? Oh, my gosh." I said, "Yeah, what better opportunity? Look at these guys. They're all homeless. They're doing drugs, you know, everywhere. Blankety, blank, blank, cheese, blank, blank." You know, I said, "Perfect opportunity. Let's go preach." So we set it up, and I had talked to the manager. He goes, "Yeah, I don't care, whatever. Do whatever you want to do." So we set up, and we literally had a church service. Our keyboard playing is playing Amazing Grace. So she's playing the keyboard and, you know, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. And so we have, I have battery operated speakers that are just amazing. They go about a half mile. And so we're singing, we're praising, and all of a sudden we have an entire crowd all around us. All the drug addicts, the strung out, the drunks are all there. Some other people heard the music and came. And you know what? We had a church service right in the middle of that. Now, we finished our church service, and we were going back to our little tents. And lo and behold, all of a sudden, we get a call. And I answer the phone, and this lady goes, yes, I'm looking for Dr. Luana. I said, yes, ma'am, how can I help you? She goes, I send my husband out to look for you girls. I've been following your trail. I can't believe you girls are on the road preaching the gospel like that. I said, well, we're going into Prescott, Arizona. We're going to set up our tent. We're going to have a seven-day tent meeting. And she said, you cannot be out there. And where are you at? And I told her, she goes, you cannot be in that place, that place. I said, well, we just had a church service, and we saw lots of people get saved. She goes, I'm sending my husband to look for you. Listen, I have a bed and breakfast, and I want to take care of you guys while you're here for that revival. Do you know that that woman, her name is Linda, her and her husband, he was a retired pastor, so he thought, retired pastor. So he came to show us the way, and all of a sudden they take us, we take our Jesus truck, our trailer, we packed all of our stuff, and we drive up to this massive, beautiful, amazing, fantastic Victorian house. And she has the gold room, the blue room, and this room and that room. And she sets us up in all of our rooms, and including with our puppies. Can you believe it? And she said, we're so excited. I've been following you. I've been reading your email blast, where you're at, because I made sure everybody knew where we were. And she said, you know what? I want to bless you guys, and we're so excited to see you do a tent revival. This place really needs it, blah, blah, blah. So there we are. We're preaching. We're having a good time. She is taking care of us. She's making us. We said, well, you don't have to do that. It's okay. She goes, no. It's an honor to serve the servants of the Lord. And so she was making us breakfast. We'd get through with our, we'd pass out flyers and tracts all day long. We're talking hundreds and hundreds of flyers getting ready for the tent meeting. Well, let me tell you, the tent meeting ended up filling up with 250 people at the tent meeting. And we didn't realize the tent wasn't rolled up all the way. It was one of those big, you know, like the carnival tents, but we didn't realize. And so we're looking up, and the wind coming, the top part was kind of wiggling. And some guy looks up and he goes, oh, I know the problem. Thank God he was there. He goes, you didn't roll it up all the way. So he goes over there, cranks up the crank and pulls it all the way up. It's like, oh, thank God you're here. But long story short, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And without faith, it's impossible to please God. And those that come to God must believe that He is a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. Can I tell you that we saw literally thousands of people saved on Mission America? We hit every state. Then we went all the way clear to the East Coast, Atlanta, North Carolina, South Carolina, down to the very tip of Texas, all the way down. And then we turned right around, came back home. And let me tell you something, God provided every single way that we went, because God had given us a command to go. I suggest you don't go unless you really hear the Lord. So we came back, loaded up the trailer again with more. And then we went up the coast, up California, up to Washington, Oregon, up to Montana, all the way across the upper region to Michigan and sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Wow, what a blessing. Can I tell you that that's exactly what we need? And no, you can't travel all over. No, you can't go everywhere, but you can touch the area that you're at. And you have to get that burden of the condition of the United States of America. I am a missionary to America. Can I tell you, I was thinking about this, you know, gangs. Do you realize how many gang members there are? There are over 30,000 gangs with over 800,000, over 800,000 members in the United States of America alone. Do you realize there are over, I can't even begin to tell you, the porn industry is over $12.6 billion. Child pornography, $3 billion a year. Do you understand? Suicide prevention lines, 1 million. 1 million calls. Do you realize the increase of that, where people are so overwhelmed? Every day, they say that over 6,800 people contract HIV. Do you realize how many people do you realize 33.2 million people are living with HIV? And do you realize that every minute one child dies? You see, we have to be careful that we don't get a hard heart. We're called to go forth and preach the gospel. Matthew chapter 28, reading in verse 18 and 20 says, "And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all these things that I have commanded you. And lo, I'm with you even to the end of the age." God has given you and I a command. Mark chapter 16, reading 15 through 18. And he said, "Go into all the world and preach to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, and he who does not believe will be condemned." You have to have that heart that has a passion and to understand the urgency of the hour. "And these signs will follow those who believe in my name. They will cast out demons, they will speak with new tongues, and they will pick up a serpent. And if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. And they will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover." You see, Jesus had to open up the understanding of the disciples. In Luke chapter 24, it says, "And he opened up their understanding that they might comprehend the scriptures. And then he said to them, thus it is written, thus is necessary for Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And you are witnesses of these things. Behold, I send my promise, the promise of my Father, but tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with the power." We need the power of the Holy Ghost to do the work of God. So many Christians, because of hard times, or maybe they've stepped into a church, that bad experience at a church, and they've allowed the devil to keep you from God's best. Stop it. Stop your pouting. Get your rump back into church. You see, many lose their salvation. Their heart become filled with bitterness. When there's an offense, something happens. Somebody says something sarcastic. You see, without even knowing it, everything around you, if you allow that bitterness, and I'm not going to church, you allow that bitterness to step into you. Let me say, that bitterness defiles everyone. Mental hospitals are filled with what? Many disobedient Christians. Did you know that? I'm telling you, many, many disobedient Christians. Why? Because the Bible says that in Romans chapter 1, "Therefore God gave them over to a debased mind to do those things that are unseeming." This is why we have to preach the gospel, to get them to renew their mind, Romans chapter 12. "I beseech you therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a holy and a living sacrifice unto God, which is your reasonable service, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may know what is God's good, perfect, and his acceptable will." You have to be careful that you do not allow yourself to be conformed to the world. You cannot have one foot in the world and one foot in the kingdom. It doesn't mix. No, 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 no. You got to let go to let God. You got to run the race that God has set before you. Amen? Our nation has become defiled. And don't get mad at me, because many Christians aren't doing what Jesus said to do. You can't just have a religious program. You can't just have a spaghetti dinner. And I believe in potlucks. We have one every single month. But I'm talking about, if you don't reach the lost, what good is it? Us four and no more, let's just gather together. No, and I'm not talking about church. I'm not talking about church, bouncing around from one church to another church to another church to another church. I'm not talking about that kind of growth. You see, that's easy. All you got to do is have a concert. Have a concert, have a play, have this, and everybody comes to that church. Oh, yeah, I like this church. Forget it. I'm leaving my church. You know what? The good Lord spoke to me and told me one thing. Go fishing. Go fishing. Go grab the least likely. So you know what? That's what our ministry does. we reach out. You know what? My head usher was in prison for 7 years, saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost and loves God. Our worship leader, one of our worship leaders who plays guitar, I'm hopefully to have him here in a couple weeks from now. Let me tell you something. He was bound by homosexuality, completely delivered and set free. Can I tell you, he's on fire for Jesus. Some of our ushers have been through the devil's hell and back. Why? But now they're saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. One of the most powerful testimonies is a young lady named Virginia. She was a heroin addict, hardcore, stomping that needle in her arm. Virginia, she's a precious, precious young lady. But when she gives her testimony, your hair stands up. And she says, God took me, with her cute little Mexican accent, out of the miry pit of hell. And she shares what Jesus did. You see, we have to reach the harvest field. One of our best workers on the prayer mountain, you know what? His name is Tom. Let me tell you something. He was on the streets. He was homeless. He was barefooted. He was doing crystal meth. He almost died 3 times. In fact, they took his body, put it on ice because they were going to take his organs. And they were going to take his organs because they thought, well, he's good as dead. But all of a sudden, he woke up because of the ice and ran out of the hospital. You know, can I tell you that the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few? So anyway, you're listening to my program, and God's dealing with my heart again. You know, I had a women's home in Colorado, 3 women's homes in Colorado, 2 men's homes in Colorado, 3 women's homes in Oregon in my Pioneer Church, and 2 men's homes over there as well. Now I'm in San Diego, so I know God is dealing with me again. So if you'd like to help out, please do something. Give. Keep me on the radio. Give to help me. Get some land so I can help men and women that are going through hard times. I've been doing that for years. We've seen over 500 women come through my women's home. We've seen 250 men come through my men's program. I'm telling you, God has a plan. But you know what? You can't just witness to him. You got to bring him in. You got to disciple them. You got to take time. And no, it's not easy. It's like raising a baby who keeps pooping in their pants. But I'm telling you what, once they grow up and they... oh, good. And they learn how to go potty and they don't fall apart and fall by the wayside. That's what God is calling us to do. So listen to me. Please help support A Touch from Above. Please don't. I promise you, all of our funds, most of us are all volunteers. Those funds go directly for the purpose of the kingdom. And I know God's dealing with me to purchase a place to help women and then another place to help men, to literally bring them in. I'm talking real discipleship, all right? The Bible discipleship. I love you. You're awesome. You're amazing. And don't forget, visit our website. Where can you give? I'm glad you asked that question. Log on to atouchfromabove.org. Click on the donation button. And when that comes up, you can scroll down. You can just give. You can give for the prayer mat. You can just give monthly. You can give a gift, whatever you want to give. You know what? Our purpose and my heartbeat for 43 years has been nothing but to reach the lost. I promise you, I was once lost and now I'm found. I was once blind, but now I see. And I realize people are born for greatness, but they just don't know it. Amen? Do not delay. Help us. All right? I love you. I'm Dr. Luana. Thank you for joining me. God bless you. Have a great, awesome, Jesus-filled day.
Thank you for listening to Dr. Luana Stines. Have you read her book, A Mother's Story? It's a must-read, a heart-gripping true story, a murdered husband, a single mother, and a fight through cancer. For your gift of any amount, you'll receive her book, A Mother's Story. Send your support to A Touch from Above, P.O. Box 2800, Ramona, California, 92065, or give online at atouchfromabove.org. Join us Sunday at 10 a.m. for a church service up at the Prayer Mountain, 16145 Highway 67, Ramona, California, 92065. We're only 35 minutes from anywhere in San Diego County. And besides, a church alive is worth the drive.
Join A Touch From Above Prayer Mountain as they present The Book of Ruth, a live drama, March 29th and 30th. Don't miss this powerful story of Kinsman's Redeemer, which represents Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Come early at 6 p.m. to save your seat or call ahead. Show starts at 7 p.m., limited seating available. Call 760-315-1967. A Touch From Above Prayer Mountain, 16145 Highway 67, Ramona, California. atouchfromabove.org.
Are you distracted? Seems like everything gets in the way? Come to A Touch From Above Prayer Mountain, 25 beautiful acres. Walk up to the cross or relax in a small private cabin to pray. Bring your leaders to pray. At Prayer Mountain, God answers prayer. Even Jesus had to get away to pray. Call today and make your reservation, 760-315-1967. Your answer is just a prayer away. atouchfromabove.org.
Like the ravages of a flood, but I call on the name.